Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shishbiyat specials for Maratz Yichyu. Chayecha b'feg v'smichat ispasyo. Dina bracha b'seser adasa. Mushver v'esh mezer yisuf in bracha. And nechigat b'as bracha in tzuch. Hatzel hatzeha. Ikol tarayya, continue our series. We're in Igeret Shinayin Tet. In the second volume, Ksiv Chassim HaToiva. This was written in Rosh Chodesh Elul in the year 1911. And the Rav is giving brachas for a good year. Chod Rechim Libi, the one my heart loves, Harav Chassid. Oitzer Tova Tushia Yoshev Emes Mar Moshe Zedel Shlita. Moshe Zedel is one of the most important people in the life of Rukuk as far as we're concerned, because he wrote them so many Chashiv letters explaining Ashkafa. Shalom Rav Be'ava Rabba Meir La'ad. Great peace with great love that's going to shine forever. Yoser v'yoser midainis akfu dvar yikiri ki lecha chemdes levavi, kem lecha chemdes levavi, chen yidid levavenu, harav rav Menashe, Dr. Levine, Shlita, another, that's the other one, Rav Zedel and Rav Levine, these are the two people Rav Kook wrote very, very chashiv letters to. And unfortunately, it's taken me so much time. Omnam kisha shari avri mishnasar isna'arati, but like a person who yarab mishnasar isna'arati, it's like I got up out of my sleep. Kiakoponiv shalanas kokachas kregashava. Hamaka galim balev. So again, Rav Kook keeps expressing his love for these talmidim of his who ask him very, very stark kashas. Ga'arti kes b'menios v'hini nigash lichtoiv. So I screamed at all the menios, everything stopping me, and I approached to write as much as I can. It's been so much time since your letter. It was Gimel Ba'omer Tafresh Ayin. Now we're holding Rosh Chodesh El Ayin Aleph. I'm so sorry. Rav Kook was a busy man. Yom HaBelayli was so busy. But what you said in your letter is so dear that it doesn't have rust. It's gold. Doesn't get rusty. Unlike the famous Met, rusty stab. Ayin Baba Basra, Perik Bet Mishneh Chet, and Me'ila Perik Mishneh Aleph. The Rav is filled with references to various sources in Chazal and Kabbalah. That'll be like new to me. Hey, Irosi Kiri Amifti, you asked, you commented on my what I wrote, and this was published in the Igorot HaRaya in the first volume in Igeret Resh Pei Gimel. Hashkafatenu yichola lehitalot ledrosh meitanu ta'amo shel davar, v'bneimanu mekirim atzedik b'tov v'mityaches lebchira chofshit. V'incha omer mekivan shanu modim b'bchira chofshit v'muskar rishonu, shach mishpat tzedek hu shetov yeh lo'oseh atov ulerasha. Rak Rishato, Mishpat Tzedek Zeh Yikiri Kvar Yesh Bo Mikuhut HaRayon Shel HaRegel, Asher B'Sechel HaMaasi, B'Yichud HaMityaches LaMusar HaMedini, Aval Eninu Maspik V'Chazak K'Shanu Olim B'Chipus HaMada Al HaKlalut, V'Man Da'at Tzidkot Hashem. Rav Kook had written that our Hashkafa can be elevated to seek out the reason of the matter, why we recognize the justice in the good that's related to Bechira Chofshis. We want to understand why free choice is good. And to this, Rabbi Zeidel commented, since we agree that Bechira Chofshis is a Muskel Rishon, that it's Tzedek, that good people should do good. Good people should get good. And bad people should get bad. Since we agree that there's Bechira Chavshis, there's free choice. And as Rav Kook wants to understand why there's Bechira Chavshis, why that's so good. So Rabbi Zeidel says, it's good because when you choose good, you get good, and when you choose evil, you get evil. So Rav Kook says that this Mishpat Tzedek that the good people should get good and the bad people should get bad, and that's why it's good we have Bechira Chofshis, because everybody gets what they deserve, it's not enough. This is what we're used to, the way we're used to thinking, but you have to go beyond that. It's not enough when we go to places of klalus to know tzidkas Hashem. Ki af pi she'etzem ha'bechira chofshiti, mekom kom lo chofshiti ha'havaya ve'adam notzar shelo b'bechira. So the very choice is free, however, it's not free existence. Man was created without choosing. A person can say, listen, I have free choice. I don't want it. Ich bin moichel tovis, as they say in Spanish. I was created without being asked, and I'm not really interested in the bechira chofshis, thanks but no thanks. In other words, after we already have a world, we say to ourselves, okay, makes sense. The good people get good and the bad people get bad. But what are we doing here in the first place? We didn't ask to come here and get this Bechira Chofshis. And yes, we have free choice. We don't have choice whether or not we can have free choice. That's not so free. We are placed here whether we like it or not. So your question is only after we are creative. הכן, לא רק טעם חוקים מוסכם יצביעת רב עוננו במחקר זה, כי אם טעם עצמי אשורי בתוכנם של עניינים עצמם. So in other words, it's not enough just to give the old answer, yeah, listen. Good, we understand, because a person does good, so he's good, and we don't even ask him whether or not he's going to get good. Zakin ladam shalei b'fanav. So even without asking him, we're going to give him good. What about all the bad? What about all the bad? That he does bad and he gets bad, he gets punished, he gets hurt, because of his bad choices, maybe he doesn't want it. So we don't just want a superficial answer that satisfies people who are thinking in the box. We want a deep answer that goes well out of the box, that is part and parcel of the very essence of choice and life and what we're doing here. Alkein, hineni meveir, ki hatzedek hanera lanu biyachas latov ve'ara mistayef bebechira chofshit, einenu ki'im hatzad hashetchi shel hachizyon. Aval hatzad hapnimi shebo, hu yoter na'ala, yoter atzmi, ba'ofen shelo tuchul alav shum she'ela musarit, mipnei shehu gavua min ha'musar v'chol ha'arachav. The justice that appears to us in relationship to good and bad that come out of the bechira chofshis is just the superficial way of looking at things. But the pnimius is higher and deeper and more essential, and there are no moral questions, because it's beyond morality. It's above morality and all of its values. Hatzipia Elokit, excuse me, the language of Rav Kook, as we know, is very deep and flowery and profound and poetic. So we learn these letters together. Hopefully we understand part of it. Hatzipia Elokit, asuka lecholel et ha'avaya. וזהו העושר של המדע האלוקי שמתנו נושאת את הגלה, להודיע את החופש המוחלט של מציאות המוחלטת העליונה, כל אשר חפץ השם עשה השם, בשמיים ובארץ. לא עילות ועלולים נמשכים בדמות האור מהשמש, גם לא בדמות המושכלות השניות מהראשונות. מציאות כמורה אנו מבקשים, שבכוח המוחלט שלה משאלת היא מאושרה לכל המציאות תנאית. והמציאות התנאית מודרכת היא לעילויה, מורה המציאות המוחלטת, והעילוי הזה צומח היא בתגלות העליונה של הוויה, זה דמות חיים של רוח בוחר חופשי. צלם אלוקים. אם כן, עיקר האידיאל של המציאות היא המהותיות המוחלטת, המתחילה בחופש הבחירה. חופש הבחירה הזה איננו מצויר כי אם כשיש טוב ורע, ואז הטוב הוא טוב מהותי עצמי, והרע רע מהותי עצמי. הגורל הוא טוב לטובים בהחלט, ורע לרעים, עד כדי השלמה של הצביון העצמי אשר לטוב. זוהי המגמה של המצאת המציאות האופית שלמה, נקודתה יותר גבוהה. וזהו חפצי בדברי, בני שמכירים אנו שהחופש הגמור המחולל בקרבו, רצון שאין בו שום מועקה מבחוץ, הידו מתגלה העצמות של מהות החיים, המקבלים את התוכנית של הגודל של הגורל, הטוב או הרע. ואיני בא לעסוק בית בשאלות פסיכיות, ברמי העצמות של זו של מהות החיים, המתגלה על ידי רצון החופשי, מעצמותו של בעליו הפרטי, כלשון חליגירי, היא אך מתגלה על ידי הרצון החופשי ונראית על ידו, אבל המהויות הן שניים. המהות העצמית, הרצון החופשי לבד, אולי הרצון החופשי הוא עצמותם של החיים. לנו אחת היא, אנו חפצים לאט תורות בחזיון של זכות וחובה רק חסון, המתאים עם חותמה אחת לחוכמת אביה וצדקת צדק עולמים. לאור באור שטחי כי אם באור חמוק עולה על הרי אל ויורד לאט לתהום רבה. Hashem wants to reveal himself in this world. That's what he means when he says, Hatzibya Lokit, that this vision that God has, that he knows everything in advance, is busy being mecholel v'havaya, is busy making creation. And tochna, the content, hayoter atzmi, that's more, that's inherent to it, ruhi l'shem zeh, based on the highest nekuda, on the highest mitzias, mitziyut hayoter mele'a. And this mitzias mele'a is that that the hisgalus hamahus, the revelation of the essence, is filled within this world. We want to have a complete revelation of Hashem in this world. Hitgalut ma'otit. And this hitgalut ma'otit, this revelation, be'emek te'oma, in the depths of its, the recesses of its depths, or the depths of its recesses, is dafka to the extent that free choice reveals its content. That is the wealth, the riches of the Mada Eloki, of godly knowledge, that our nation, Noseta Degla, carries the flag. Lehodia, to tell, to inform. Et ha-chofesh ha-mukhlat, shebe-metziut ha-mukhlat et ha-elyona. The complete freedom of the absolute metzius, that God has complete freedom. Kol asher chafetz asa Hashem, whatever God wants, He did. B'shamayim uva'aretz, both in the heavens and the earth. Not ilot ve'alulim nimshachim. Not causes and effects, like light from the sun, and also not dmut muskalot hashniot mirshnot, a muskal sheni from a muskal rishon. You think A and it leads you to B. In other words, complete freedom. God has complete freedom, and that's revealed in the freedom of man. Mitziut gemura, we want a complete mitzius, which isn't cause and effect. God isn't bound by cause and effect. We want a true Mitzvah. Shebekoach ha-mukhlat shalam, its absolute power. Mish'elati me'oshra. L'chol Mitzvah tana'it. Lends from its wealth to any reality that is contingent upon various conditions. And this contingent reality is led, mudrechati le'iluyah, in its elevation, limirome hamitziut hamuchletet, to the height of absolute reality. Va'ilui hazeh, and this elevation, tzomeachu v'etgalut ha'elyona shel ha'havaya, sprouts from the highest revelation of existence. And that is the form of life, the Dmut Chaim, of the spirit of somebody who can choose freely. In other words, God's freedom is expressed in man's freedom to choose. And that's the Tzelem Elokim, that we can choose. Ikari Ideal Shel HaMetziut. So if that's the case, the primary ideal of reality is the Mahutiyut HaMuchletet, is the absolute essence, the revelation of the essence. And that is revealed in the Chofesh HaBechira. And this Chofesh HaBechira, this free choice, Einenu Mitzuyar, it can only be envisioned if there's good and evil, Tov V'ra, And then the good is essential goodness, and the evil is essential evil, because you have complete freedom to express that. So this complete freedom of God in creation is expressed by your freedom to do whatever you want. What does it mean, your freedom to do whatever you want? It means mamish, you could be the Chofetz Chaim. You could be a Moshe Feinstein. You could be a Rabbi Levine. And a person can be a Hitler, Rahman al-Islam, Mussolini, Stalin, B'chol Pemalia Tumea Dilayu. That's the freedom God gave to the world. V'agoralu tov la'tovim be'echlet, v'ra l'ra'im. And the fate is good for the good. The good people get good. And then the evil people get evil. Ad k'dei ashlama. And then once we already have that absolute freedom, then justice comes in, and the good are going to get good and the bad are going to get bad. Because that's the focus of the creation of the complete Metzius in its highest Nekuda. And that's what I wanted to, that's what I meant when I said, that's what I meant when I said, because we recognize that complete freedom that creates within it a will that has nothing which is oppressing it from the outside. Through this is revealed the essence of the essence of the very nature of the essence of life. That receive the program of tovara, of good or evil. So we have to have this chofesh hagamur, and then memela, the good and evil, the punishment, or the good and evil are going to be expressed, and then there's going to be commensurate reward and punishment. So we don't want to look at things in a superficial way, we want to look at things in a deep way. אני חפץ רק לבאר שהשאלה של הצדק, שעל הבחירה החופשית היא שאלה כלפי העניין האלוקי, שדברינו הולכים לחקור. We want to understand the way God is working. So the question of tzedek and בחירה חופשית relates to the godly matter. ובתשובתנו צעד מצד נכבד לפנים, להעמיד את תוכן המשפט האלוקי בצורה ראויה ליצור כל עולמים, לא בצורה פרוטרית. I want to create things in a, establish things in a big way, not in a small way. In a small way, understand, you do good, you get good, you bad, we want to understand things in a big way. Why did God have to make the world that way in the first place and give complete freedom? That's because of the expression of His freedom. And Hashem is the Kelion Kanei Shemayim Baretz. He doesn't do things in small ways. Therefore, it's not just a matter of, oh, it makes sense to me, the good and get good, the bad and get bad. And that's why we have Bechira Chavshis. We have Bechira because this way, good people can get the reward. Yeah, why does that have to be that way in the first place? Nobody asked to come here. The answer is that the world is here to express godliness, and godliness is expressed in complete freedom. And therefore, we're going to give him complete freedom. That's our Tzelem Elokim. And Mimela Hashem is revealed in that way. And then the outcome of our good and bad are going to be that we get rewarded for our good and punished for the evil. Okay, so that is the first stage of this journey. This incredible journey. And Mirtz Hashem Yisbarach, we still have a lot more to say. And I ask you to stay tuned. B'li Neder, we shall continue. And examining these issues that are Om Din Barum Shalom. Thank you for listening. B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.